Hello, good day. How are you? This is Gloria Adra Amwenima Akunedu, also known as Stories by Ire, also known as Messages from Ancestors Ghana, or Who, Why, Find, Husband, Wife, Find, or Look for Your Wife, Intrigue. I am here at Sunnybrook Hospital, and I have written a poem for Sunnybrook. Here goes. Through your sound serenely, sorry, I made a mistake. Though your sound serenely envelops my being, the rustling of the water against the rocks creates a light which shines upon the stream, giving the world a sunny brook. Did you get that? And that's our meal getting ready. But have a blessed day. I'm going to eat. Hello, good day. How are you? This is Gloria Adra Amwenima Akunedu, also known as Stories by Ire, also known as Messages from Ancestors Ghana, or Who, Why, Find, Husband, Wife, Find, or Look for Your Wife, Intrigue. I am here at Sunnybrook Hospital, and I have written a poem for Sunnybrook. Here goes. Through your sound serenely, sorry, I made a mistake. Though your sound serenely envelops my being, the rustling of the water against the rocks creates a light which shines upon the stream, giving the world a sunny brook. Did you get that? And that's our meal getting ready. But have a blessed day. I'm going to eat. Hello, good morning. Hello, I greet everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Gloria Adra Amwenima Akunedu, also known as Stories by Ire, also known as Messages from Ancestors Ghana, also known as Who, Why, Find, or Who, Husband, Find. I just wanted to impart some knowledge in the Messages of the Ancestors, a serious part of it. I am talking about the resources that Africa has, and that when the colonizers, even though that's the word for it, but the travelers that came to the continent in hopes of venturing into a new frontier, that came with it their knowledge of their God, and they shared it with us, and some imposed it on us, others helped us, but the fact of the matter is, I believe that we have technology, and our technology is when the travelers came to the continent and saw our ability to communicate with each other spiritually. They wanted to have that knowledge and the technology to be a physical and tangible thing. So they took that information from our memories and made it into their culture as the telephone or the internet or many other things, but it is something that is in the spiritual realm, and God gave that ability to his children, and the children of God and our ancestors from the continent of Africa. And I believe, if one would verify with me, that the black man or the black woman being the first recorded human found in Africa, in East Africa, to be the longest the oldest living human remains that they found, that all races generate from us, the blacks. So therefore, when the migration happened and we were sent to other places due to, like, it says, I have to go by the Bible also, because this one, I'm talking about evolution and traveling from one region to the next. It says in the Bible that God created Adam and Eve. And Eve was had two children, which were Cain and Abel. But what I realized about the Bible is that in the times that they wrote it, they didn't record the children of Eve as, like, the daughters of Eve. They only recorded the male, because it's a Jewish story. That's how come I said that we have to make up our own Bible. Each African country on the continent should write their understanding of what the spiritual, what their spirituality with God, and how they think their world came about, and how their religion came about, and how God speaks to them in different ways. For each country of the African continent, like I said, have their comfort, which is the fetish priest, has to have a Bible. So you should connect with each other on the continent. I'm doing something like what Maya has done, connecting with people on YouTube on the African continent. So this is what I'm asking all the fetish priests who believe in the spirituality of the Africans should come together, write a book about how to worship God and how to listen to the voice of God, and how to live our lives with the rules and regulations of God through the African spirituality. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. And also that our technology is there. It's the oldest is the bestest, because God is the one that created it. But now the white people have made a tangible, physical manifestation of it, which is now telephone, internet, and all those things. But in the spiritual realm, it's always been there. Okay, bye and have a blessed day. That's all. That's all. Bye, have a blessed day. That's all I wanted to impart on you today. Bye and have a blessed day.